to be organizer for the invitation. So I suppose that they told me to speak at the end of this conference because my first encounter with Spencer was the last one among the student speakers. So I'm not a student of Spencer, but when I met him for the first time, I was a student in Tokyo. So he visited Tokyo in 1985. And shortly after he went back to Chicago, he sent to Kato a paper on his conductor formula. So as Wayne and Kato described yesterday, so it was like a magic for me. So I had absolutely no idea how it's possible to create such a beautiful formula. So it was as if he says, open sesame, then we find a secret treasure. So it was like that. So I wanted to see the trick, if there was a magic. So, but I still don't see the trick. But I'm glad to see, I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk on something originated in his magic. And I'm sure that Spencer will continue to show us more of his magic. Okay, so, and before starting, I want to take this opportunity to thank the organizers, James Lewis and Rob Zhu, for providing us such a wonderful occasion to see each other and exchange ideas on the anniversary of Spencer. So, thank you very much. So I would also like to thank Jason Wu and the staff of the Institute for their perfect job. And the final thing is that I have to apologize to those from Chicago because I'm going to give the same talk as I gave in the last week. So, okay, now let me start. Okay, so let me fix some notation first. So K will be a perfect field of characteristics, positive. And my variety, so this will be a scheme, smooth over K. And U will be the complement, where D is the divisor, with simple normal cosine. So this is the variety, and on this U, I put smooth shift, so this is smooth. Erratic shift on U, where L is different from characteristic of K. Okay. So this is the. I'm sorry? Not for the moment. Okay, so with this stuff, so I have two goals in this lecture. So the first one is to measure the ramification of F along D using some geometric construction. So this is our first goal. And the second is to define, so using this ramification, so you define the characteristic cycle of F. Ah, I am trying to study French, but it's not so successful. But sometimes I can make mistake like this. Okay, thank you. So define the character cycle of F as a cycle on the long cotangent band. No? And just to compute the order number but for this I need some assumptions or under some so I have two goals in this lecture okay so to do this, I first make some geometric construction. So first I take the product, and I'm going to define some certain blow up. So this is called log blow up. And in there, I define some open subscheme, which I call log product. So this is open version. And so this is good to study the frame ramification. But today we are going to really interested in the divide ramification. So this is not enough. So I need to make another board. I'm going to tell you what is this R in a minute. So this diagram is not Cartesian as you will see, but so we define such. So this may be called wild blow up, and this is also open margin. So I'm going to define for you such geometric. Object. Okay, let's go. So what is R? So R is some divisor where R, so this DI, so they are the components of D. And RI, so these coefficients are rational and non-negative. So we take such divisor and make some construction. Okay, so the first blow up, so this guy is a blow up at all D1 cross D1, D2 cross D2, and so on. And if we have M component, then we go up. M of them. So there are M of them. So you see that the indices are the same. So if you want to be precise, so this is brought up by the idea, the product idea of those. Product of divisors. So this is the first board. So let me draw a picture for you. So first I take just this product. Then I have this diagonal. So this line indicates this is X cross D and D cross X. So here we have these guys. So I brought up this point. So it looks point, but in fact it's a product of divisors. So X cross X prime looks like this. And this here, so we have this still, so diagonal, so this will be called log diagonal. And to get to, this tilde guy, I remove the proper transform of these divisors. So this is a so I remove this, then, and then we get to this log product. So this is the first construction. This is non-singular. This is smooth. Yeah. Okay. So this is the first thing. Then next, I take this R, but in general, this construction can be complicated. So let me make a simplifying assumption so I assume Ri are in fact integers and positive. So this assumption is just for simplicity. So in this case, R is really a divisor there. So we have this diagonal. So R is somewhere here. So we can plot here. Then we get is look like this. So we get a new exceptional divisor here, and we still have diagonal there. So this is a picture of X cross X. Square bracket R. So under this assumption, this guy is non-singular, but if in general, we get some singularity. But the singularity is rational singularity, so it has mild singularity. So this is proper over X cross X. So to get this, so we already removed those proper transforms, but now we also remove this guy. So this will be the definition of this round bracket R. Okay. So this is a geometric construction. Yeah. Good. Now I put my sheaf on there. So I take off the home sheaf, so H will be the home. So we are working on this product, so we can take two projections. So pull back by projections, and we take this home. So this guy is living on U cross U. So this is a smooth sheaf on U cross U. And then we look at the following diagram. So we have, So in this picture, if you remove further this guy, then you get this U cross U. We have a big space there. Okay. Yeah. So I have open margin here, and let me call this J round bracket R. So this is open margin, and we have diagonal up here. So let me call this delta of R, and here we have diagonal of U. Then we have this original margin. So we have this obvious commutative diagram, and we have my sheaf on H on this U cross U. Now I can take the base edge map for this square. So first I put back by delta. First you push by this open margin. Then you pull by delta. Then this goes to J star of delta U star of H. But this H is just home, so if you restrict the diagonal, then this will be just the J star of end motion of my CFF. And here you have this global section of the identity. So this is played a crucial role in the following. Okay, now I can make a definition. So definition. I should have said that this map is an injection. Okay, so definition. So we say the ramification, so in fact the logarithmic ramification of F along this divisor D is bounded by this divisor R if there exists an in fact unique section E of my this sheaf hitting the identity. So this is the this is the way how we measure the wide ramification along D. Okay, so I'm sorry? Thank you. Okay, so this is the definition. So let me tell you why I make this definition. So this definition is related to the log ramification group, which I defined with Ahmed Abbes. So this means that so we have this X and divisor D. This has nice simple normal crossing. So this means that we look at the ramification along at the each generic point of this component. So we take this component. And xi is the generic point of di, and ki will be the local field there. So this is the fraction field of the completion of the localing there. So this is the complete DVR. And the residue field will be function field of this divisor of the component. Okay, so now so this is a nice local field with imperfect residue field in general. So we look at the absolute Galois group. Then in there is a I defined a filtration. So we defined two filtration, but here I use the logarithmic version. So those are rational number at least greater than zero. So this is an increasing situation. So, and I need to introduce one more notation. So here I need to put plus sign here. So to explain this, I need to introduce one more notation. So GKI log R plus